I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I am so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Okay, Super Bowl weekend is next weekend, and here are some interesting food stats about Super Bowl Sunday. First of all, it is the second biggest food consumption day of the year behind, let's see, what do you think? Thanksgiving Day. There will be 125 billion chicken wings consumed, 30 million pounds of snacks and goodies eaten, 15,000 tons of chips, and 2 million pizzas ordered just from Pizza Hut alone. Oh my goodness. So it is safe to say thousands of calories are going to be consumed on Super Bowl Sunday. So I thought it might be good to just give you a few ideas for lightening up some of your favorites or maybe thinking about something different to serve for Super Bowl Sunday or to bring to any party that you might be going to. If you have traditional items that you like to serve or make, it really is great to take a look at the ingredients before you just routinely make them or purchase the ingredients from the supermarket. And you want to look at the ingredients in this way. Can you lighten up or use less of something that's higher fat or has more calories? Could you make a substitution with a lighter product? Or could you eliminate that item completely? For example, if a recipe calls for salt, I'm guessing you could probably eliminate that. And just to remind you, 1 teaspoon of salt has 2,300 milligrams of sodium. So anything less in the salt department is great. So maybe you like guacamole, for example, or other creamy kind of dips. It's very easy to make those dips with light mayonnaise, Miracle Whip, which has half the calories of mayonnaise, light Miracle Whip, which is so much lighter even, or a reduced fat or fat-free sour cream or Greek yogurt. All of these can replace the higher fat versions and you will cut the calories in half. By the way, guacamole is great because avocados have that good, healthy, monounsaturated fat in them, and it's the same kind of fat that you find in olive oil and in canola oil. So remember, make those dips with some really flavorful ingredients and you won't notice that there is less fat. I mean, you really should not notice that at all. So consider dicing up very, very finely some vegetables like green onions or celery, maybe some shallots, minced garlic, and then herbs and spices that would seem appropriate to the dip that you're making. Now, some other really healthy dips would include hummus and salsa. You can make your own salsa with diced tomatoes and then herbs and spices, and that will actually save you a lot of sodium. But it's really okay to use a commercial salsa. You'll get more salt in it, but it's just for that particular evening. Hummus is great, but it does have a lot of olive oil in it, and so it's very easy to make your own hummus with ground chickpeas and garlic. And instead of adding tons of olive oil, which most recipes will call for, you can use a touch of olive oil and then use a reduced sodium vegetable broth or chicken broth for the moisture. Because what you're looking for with olive oil when you make hummus is to just give it some smoothness and to help those chickpeas grind up and be very smooth and creamy. And you'll get that actually with any kind of liquid that you add. Now consider making a bean dip, and this is again so easy to make because you just rinse canned beans, for example, black beans and kidney beans. Add whatever seasonings you like to it, maybe some rinsed corn to make a bean and corn salsa or a bean and corn dip. You could use the Mexican type of corn that has little diced peppers, or add your own just freshly diced peppers or roasted red peppers, fresh black pepper, little diced shallots in it and some garlic, and then any other herbs and spices that seem really appropriate, like you might add cilantro or you might add parsley to it. Now consider the dippers that you have with whichever kind of dip that you're using. of course, you can use the chip department, right? And there are a lot of baked chips and multigrain chips that have different grains in them and are very high fiber. Consider chunks of pita bread, nice whole grain, multigrain, or whole wheat pita pockets, and just kind of tear them into pieces. Those are lovely to use as a dipper. And then think about, of course, red bell peppers, yellow bell peppers, cherry tomatoes, cukes, broccoli, and cauliflower flowerettes, pea pods, all kinds of wonderful raw vegetables to use as dippers. You just get so much nutrition with those. A couple other thoughts here when you're planning what you bring to your Super Bowl party or what you serve. Consider turkey burger sliders. I made these recently, and oh my goodness, they were so delicious. I used ground turkey breast and put some seasonings in. I put a touch of egg white in it to help bind, because turkey breast meat, the ground meat, doesn't hold together as well. I used a little meatball scooper to make my sliders. So you just put like a little ball of the ground turkey breast in your non-stick skillet and let it cook on one side, smash it down with your spatula and flip it. It takes really just 2 minutes a side. And I finely chopped up some onions and just sort of threw them over the turkey burgers while they were cooking. Served them on little mini whole grain slider rolls, and they were out of this world. It was definitely a home run, or should we say a touchdown. Okay, and then consider chili, because you can make that meatless with lots of ground, with lots of dried beans, but also some ground soy meat to replace the beef. Or you could use ground turkey breast, which is, by the way, a wonderful source of protein, but almost fat-free. And then think about spiced steamed shrimp. Shrimp gets a bad reputation for some reason, but it is almost fat-free. It has a little bit of cholesterol in it, but otherwise it's really great for us. It's what we do to it. You know, we dip it and we put it in batter and we deep fat fry it. Okay, that's a totally different product from steamed shrimp. How about a buffalo chicken salad that you make with rotisserie chicken? Kind of shred that and use some very lightly blue cheese crumbles and maybe some avocado slices. I mean, that would be a different but fun item to serve at the Super Bowl party. Or how about homemade stromboli? You can get homemade pizza crust or make your own with whole wheat flour. Really easy to do. Stuff it with turkey sausage and onions and bell peppers and mozzarella cheese. Oh my goodness, tell me where that party is and I will be there. So a lot of great ideas for Super Bowl Sunday to lighten up some of your favorites or think about something non-traditional. And that is it for today. So just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith, Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life is kinda boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red.